You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Fly ball, left field, hit well. Freel going back, still going back. It is gone!
He got it!
This may be the loudest I have ever heard Comerica Park. Two-out solo home run for Curtis Granderson.
Swinging a fly ball, center field. This is deep. Granderson is going back at the fence. He leaps, and he made the catch! He just saved the game! Granderson took a two-run game-winning home run away from Grady Sizemore.
That's in the air to right field. Granderson is back at the track, at the wall, leaping, and he made that catch! Granderson timed it perfectly.
That's a fantastic montage to bring in our next guest. He is a friend of the show. We always love hearing him when he is on. The three-time All-Star, the Major League Baseball and TBS analyst. He is Chicago's own. And with a special announcement, we've got to do this a couple times in the segment. Grand Giving. Yes, Curtis Granderson. The Grand Giving month is coming up in November. Since 2013, Curtis Granderson's Grand Giving Food Insecurity Awareness Campaign and Fundraiser, which is very important now, in partnership with Mariano's, has raised more than $1.4 million for families in the Chicagoland area. Throughout the month of November, donations can be made at the register or at the self-checkout at Mariano's stores, and it will go directly to the Greater Chicago Food Depository and the Northern Illinois Food Bank. Curtis Granderson, always thinking of others, even us, joining us today here from Gallagher Way. Good to see you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, and what a great day to do it. You know, it's what, October 10, or 2, I'm sorry, the sun is out. We got t-shirts and shorts on in Chicago. Who would have thought that?
Never.
Certainly not me. That is for sure. Curtis, when you see what's transpired over the last 2 days here, what are your overall thoughts heading into game three, winner take all?
Literally, it is winner take all, and you have to be all hands on deck. There is no tomorrow. You can't save anything. Even if you're thinking, okay, whichever team it is, Cubs or Padres, we're setting up for this pitcher or this situation for game one of the DS. No. If they're available and that's your best option, you use them. Then you reset and get ready for Saturday, because the worst thing you want to go, we left our best option on the bench and our next game is April 2026. So try to go ahead and use everything. Empty the tank. Let everyone know. Hopefully you got a good night's sleep. Hopefully you ate good here in Chicago. And you got to put it all on the line. Everybody is available at any time.
I have to say, a little bit of disagreement with all three of you at this point on the weather. Now, it is very comfortable. We have been blessed. I could use a slight tint of cool in the air, though. That October playoff feeling. Just a little bit of the chill. Marshall, why are you looking at me like that?
I know, because I remember you started the day yesterday with a hoodie on.
I did.
The end of the day, you did not have that hoodie on.
You're right. You're right. And I wished I could have kept the hoodie on. I really did. How that said, that would make the conditions even worse for offense. So that's probably good that it's warm. How painful is it when the postseason hits and a team just cannot hit the baseball?
Well, possibly. And you talked about the weather. When I was looking at this series, the anticipation was it's going to be cool. It's October in Chicago. And we saw when the Padres came here at the beginning of the season, it was 45 degrees. And they couldn't get it going on the mound. They also couldn't necessarily get it going offensively. And the Cubs win that series. Fast forward, here we are in October. And it's sunny. This is the weather you have in San Diego. Yep. This is the weather that you've played in all season long. So everything that can be beneficial to you for the weather has started to happen. I think that's why you're seeing the electric arms for the Padres. They've been there all year. Mm-hmm. But when you add warm elements to it, those arms will definitely play up. Now, the flip side for the Cubs, it is very interesting because this is a team that over the course of the year was in the bottom in terms of total strikeouts. You looked at them and said, hey, this team is going to put the ball in play. They're going to give themselves a chance to be successful and get on base, especially come the postseason. That's what you want. 24 strikeouts later after two games, it is completely flipped. Is it the offense or is it the credit of the Padres pitching staff? And I got to look at 75 degrees. Today it's going to be 78. Oof. And that pitching staff with the Padres, I'm looking at it going, it's hard to have that many arms throwing that hard, pitch after pitch, and of course the game time hasn't helped them. The shadows have not been good. You do not want to hit when you can't see, and they're throwing 103.
Curtis, though, as a hitter, you know, and somebody who's watched playoff baseball year in, year out, you're analyzing each game. You guys know the differences that are made when it comes to that guy was a great pickup at the trade deadline for them, or this one's coming through. As a hitter, when you see what's happening, say, with this Cubs team yesterday, for example, and frankly, they didn't manufacture a ton of hits. They just got enough to win the ballgame, good ones, on Monday. Do you think it's a pitch selection issue, too, when you know that these guys are throwing what they are, and it's your job to find fastball, say a Suzuki, find the mistakes? You know, we've seen some at-bats where you might be saying to yourself, could this be done differently?
I think they just can't see. I think it's as simple as that, and I've been on the other side of it as well. 2006, the Detroit Tigers, the team I was on, was playing the New York Yankees in Yankee Stadium. It's a shadow game, 1 o'clock game, and a young Joel Zumaya comes out of the bullpen and strikes out future Hall of Famer Derek Jeter with 100. Ooh. Then he goes at Bobby Abreu, gets him out. Then he gets Gary Sheffield, gets him out. He strikes out Alex Rodriguez at 103. And if you watch the pitches and watch the swing, they couldn't see. The shadows were there. And if you have not plus stuff, but plus stuff, ooh, you can't see it. And that's what's happening right there. And everyone that's coming out of the bullpen at that point in time in the game has been difficult to hit. Now, today's game time is 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. It's 2 hours later. You also have a bullpen that has thrown most of their guys game one and also game two. This will be one of the few times in the season where you see these bullpen arms go out there on back-to-back-to-back outings. You typically don't see that over the course of the regular season. So to your point on if it's a pitch selection, is it a pitch recognition, you have to say there's going to be a little edge of seeing a third time through less shadows, and some arms that might be slightly fatigued for today's game.
Hear that, Marshall? Put that in your gambling app there, man. Less
gambling
less shadows. Yeah.
Listen,
put it in there.
Like it doesn't have a name. I love that for you, Grody.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Curtis, you talk about the time of the game, right? And the shadows. So does that mean that things should be easier for both teams as far as the bullpen goes? Because later in the game, we're talking about 6 o'clock as the sun's kind of down.
I think there's a type of pitch that works very well in the shadows. Obviously, plus fastballs. We've seen that on the Padres.
Right.
But if you have a good changeup or a split, that also works. Two pitches that look very similar, and the shadows make it hard to pick up speed and when it's getting to you. If you have a little hump in it, curveball, slider, lateral movement, cutter, that you can start to distinguish a little bit. So if you have a good fast change or a fast split, those are the arms I'm running to in the shadow times. I don't care what the situation looks like. If the numbers don't look to be in favor, I take the shadows into consideration as long as the clouds tend to stay out of the way, and I'm going with that arm at that moment.
If you're a hitter, like what Curtis Granderson is walking up to the plate against Mason Miller, who is throwing just ridiculous stuff, the 104. What is the, like, is it, do you go up to the plate, like, are these hitters like, I got nothing to lose, man. This guy is ridiculous. Like, what is the mindset?
You almost have to take a pinch hitter mindset. When you pinch hit, one of the things I had to learn is I'm not as amped up as I would be if I was in the game. So I have to dial it up even more. If we're using a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being fully amped up, 1 meaning I just rolled out of bed, I have to take it to a 15 because that's going to put me right where I need to be. So if I know he's throwing 103, 104, I got to cheat. I'm on the left side of the plate. You know those the rooftop bleachers that are the ones you can't see? That's my target because if everything lines up, I might be in the middle of the field. But if I'm thinking middle of the field, I'm going to be late, and that's what's been happening so far. And again, I look back that Joel Zumaya at bat against Alex Rodriguez in 2006. This is someone with almost 700 home runs, and he had no chance. You're thinking middle of the field and couldn't catch up. It's the same thing that's happening right now.
Wow. It's just really profound when you put it that way because – a lot of times we're like, no, it just can't be that simple. Yes, it can, according to you, and that really does change the dimensions of it. What's funny to me is spending time in San Diego, they have the same issues there. You know, they play sometimes at odd times a day. They have the same type of shadows. They have obstructions. They play downtown, so they have buildings that will create them as well. Could that have benefited them yesterday maybe a little bit more in that case?
It could be part of why we saw the offense not be where we expected it to be with the Padres, a team that has Manny Machado and Bogarts and number of just guys that can move the baseball historically. And this year you go, okay, where's that offense been? Even in these first two games, we're talking about what the Cubs haven't done. The Padres haven't been lighting up the scoreboard either. They didn't blow either one of these two games out. So you're talking about one at-bat away, getting someone on and one big hit, and this thing either could be done with or could be completely flipped on the other side. So I think you have a combination of all those things. The Cubs pitchers have been seen striking out, whereas the Padres pitchers still haven't really got it going and could also be having the same effects. They're just not facing 104, but they're still not able to put great swings on the bats. That's why the scores have been so low.
I look at this matchup, and we all want to talk about the bullpens because they've been so prevalent in both games one and game two. One run allowed combined from the bullpens. But this pitching matchup is so interesting to me. Jameson Taillon, it's Yu Darvish. Taillon, he's got 6 different pitches that he throws. Yu Darvish is like, I'll up that to 9. What do you expect to see with this matchup?
Anything at any time, and it's so crazy with both of them. I mean, you could try to fall into a rhythm and say, okay, I'm looking for a fastball here, but is it the one that cuts? Is it the 2-seam? Is it the 4-seam? Or am I going to take something off? That BP fastball is also another pitch that plays in the mix. That's something that Darvish does so well. You can go to any pitch at any time against any batter in any situation as long as he's in the strike zone. I think the biggest thing is going to come back. Can the Cubs just put the ball in play? Once you do that and get back to what's gotten you here, I think that is going to play well for him. Darvish isn't going to make it easy, but if you put the ball in play, things happen. Guys all of a sudden get a little tight when they're trying to make a play in a winner-go-home series. You throw one away. Then the Wrigleyville fans wake up. And that was one big thing from a TV standpoint. Watching, it seemed quiet. Mm-hmm. It seemed dull. It seemed like either they were hungover from the night before or they were just waiting for something to happen. But the energy through the TV was very low. And I think that's something that's got to flip. Being in Wrigley Field, one of the historic, iconic stadiums, with fans that come out and take their shirts off and get the beer snake and do all this stuff, you need that energy again. It's winner go home. Hopefully the Cubs can give them some of that, but even if it's staying close and it's one pitch away or one bat away, that's where they got to also feed off of them. That home field advantage can play to your advantage if they can go ahead and get that energy.
I think the fans were scared to death is what it was, honestly. It's that it's sort of hard to describe from a fan standpoint, that the elation that existed, of course, during the win, and the hyper feeling, it's 10 times worse on the other side, like when you're just like, oh, and it shouldn't be that way. Like when Manny Machado hits that home run, it shouldn't feel like the game is over, but with the Cubs not scoring runs, it kind of felt like that. I guess that said, what did you think about Craig Counsell decision to leave Shota Imanaga in instead of walking Machado or even going to the bullpen in Soroka?
Again, it wasn't a blowout. He didn't seem to be in trouble. It didn't seem like the game was out of hand. He was pitching solid enough, and who knows where the bullpen was feeling prior to, hey, do I know that I have a potential game three here? What do I want to conserve? Because it's different than today. Today, I got to empty it all out.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I can hold back a little bit and hopefully try to get through because I think everything I have is solid enough. On the flip side, they still were in it. You know, you're still one swing away if you get someone on base and can just put a little pressure on the defense, but they couldn't get that going. And I don't think the bullpen or making a move in that decision was going to change that. There's a good chance that zero would have stayed up there all game just because the Padres were pitching so well.
Curtis, you elevate people. It's what you do. If you're giving the Cubs a pump-em-up speech today, what are you saying?
Isn't this where you want to be? Everything on the line. This is when you were in the backyard as a kid. It was the bottom of the ninth. It was 3-2. And someone threw it to you, and if you missed it, you said, well, they called timeout. Let's do it again. And this is the moment you want. Yes, you would, of course, want to advance and have a couple days off, but wow, I mean, this is what you've dreamed about. You've worked spring training. They went to Japan. They come back. People were writing them off. I think I did an interview after game four of the regular season when the Cubs were 2-2, and everyone goes, what's wrong with the team? Well, they've just been halfway across the world. They're trying to come back. They're trying to get the jet lag out of them, and now here you are with a chance to advance to the NLDS. What more could you want? If that doesn't get you amped up, then go ahead and leave, and we'll get somebody else up in here for it. So that is what you need.
Did you have dreams of playing for the Cubs or the Sox?
If I would have had a chance to come home, it would have been awesome. I looked at it, and early on in my career, I don't know if I could have handled it.
Yeah.
The number of ticket requests I would get day in, day out for a 2-3 game series was insane.
It's a lot.
Mm-hmm. After you finish a game in a series, you know, you either fly out of Midway or fly out of O'Hare. As long as there's not much traffic, you're there in about 30, 45 minutes. I would pass out on that flight because I was so exhausted from that 3-game set here. So I don't know if I could have done 162 at that point in my career.
Understood.
Later in my career, I think I would have been able to get around it because you've already been to a game. I've gotten you tickets. Now just come out and support on your own dime, and I'll see you afterwards to get something to eat.
Or it's the flip side where your salary is just for charity at that point. You're buying sections of tickets.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, I would need – let's see. For me, I would have had to get – yeah, give me some bleacher seats. If you get there on time, you could sit behind me in center. If not, you're on your own.
Love it. Curtis Granderson, thank you so much for joining us. And once again, you're doing it big. Food insecurity is getting more and more prevalent with our – changing world and everything going on. What can you tell us about Grand Giving Month?
You know, one of the biggest things, we started Grand Giving in 2013, and it's been amazing just to see the number of people that want to help people that don't know where their next meal is coming from. When we first started this, $1 would get you almost up to 7 meals, depending on the different food banks and markets you were looking at. As we sit here and talk today, $1 gives you up to three meals. So as the economy has stretched everybody, including those that don't know where their next meal is coming from, this is even more important just to bring attention and recognition to it, because a lot of people don't know exactly what food insecurity is. So I encourage everybody that's here listening to the show that's going to be at the game, if you can make it to Mariano's over the month of November, when they ask you to donate at the register, every little bit helps. If you don't have a Mariano's by you, you can go to grandgiving.org.
You make
that's
it easy.
Grandgiving.org. For those of you that don't have a Mariano's, I'm going to say it a third time, grandgiving.org, and you can help fight food insecurity for all those that need it.
We love it. Curtis, thank you so much for joining us today. Thanks for imparting the knowledge as well. We will look for it during the game.
Thank you. Hopefully that energy is there. Let's see what happens.
The man makes us feel better. Curtis Granderson, thank you so much. We're going to take your calls next on Raheemy Harrison Grody, 312-644-6767. How do you feel about the Cubs game last night? What do you think about today? We'll do it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.